Blog Talk Radio.
Out in the country, past the city limit sign, where there's a honky tonk near the county line. The joint stops jumping every night when the sun goes.
Broadcasting live again from beautiful Golden, Colorado, and we're going to do some boot scooting tonight with my Higher Ground Band music, along with the music of other independent music, country music artists from all over the United States. And I'm just so happy that you took your time tonight to tune in to my show and listen and take your time. I appreciate it more than you know. And again, I have no one to interview tonight, but next week we have William Buddy Baker in the queue to be interviewed, and we're going to play a couple tunes from him tonight, as well as people that we've had on the show thus far. So, thanks for tuning in. I appreciate it. You're joining listeners from over 13 countries worldwide that are listening into this show, and I hope that you'll spread the word to your friends and family. This is the Golden Country Radio Show. And I'm Julie Richardson. A lot of this music is the songs that I've sang and recorded, and I hope you enjoy it. So I'd like to bring you another song from my Higher Ground Band. This one's called I Feel Lucky.
Under my side. against you, girl. Get back in bed. But I feel lucky. Ooh, I feel lucky. Lucky today. Well, I strolled down to the corner, gave my numbers to the clerk. The pot's 11 million, so I called and said to work. I bought a pack of Camels, a burrito, and a bar. So I crossed against the light and made a beeline for the park. The sky began to thunder, the wind began to moan. I heard a voice above me say, girl, you better get back home. But I feel lucky. Ooh, I feel lucky. Yeah. No tropical depression's gonna steal my sun away. Oh, I feel lucky today. Waitress, a new car. Dried yogurt in the corner, trying to catch my eye. I love it right beside me with his hand up on my thigh. The moral of the story, simple but it's true. Hey, the stars might lie, but the numbers never do. I feel lucky. Ooh, I feel lucky.
And I have a great band here based in Denver, Colorado. It's called the Higher Ground Band with members Larry and Jack and Rick and Tom and Bill and Rachel. And I tell you what, there's seven of us in the band and we bring it. We bring quite the show. And unfortunately, we've been sitting it out due to COVID, but we're still sharing our music with you on this show. And hope you enjoy it. So I'm going to play one by Rachel Sefton. She's in my band, and she is, I don't even like to say the word background vocalist, because to me that sounds like, you know, they're just behind you. But to me, she's beside me on the stage all the way, and she has an incredible talent. And she's not just backing me up on songs, but she sings lead on several songs like this next one. It's called My Church, and this is Dr. Rachel Sefton from the Higher Ground Band. And I'm sure proud of her and her talent. And she also grew up in Tennessee. So, well, she's from Tennessee, but she's also a Colorado girl. So she's also got one foot in each town. But here's Rachel Sefton with My Church.
And I've lied, I've fallen down from grace a few too many times. But I find holy redemption when I put this car in drive, roll the windows down and turn off the dial. Can I get a hallelujah? Can I get an amen? Feels like the Holy Ghost running through you when I play. When Hank brings a sermon,
She's in my Higher Ground Country Band based here in Denver, Colorado. So proud of her and her talent. And I just can't say enough about my band and how great they are. And if you'd like to book us, you can go on my website at www.julierichardsonmusic.com. And you'll look at the site. You'll see a booking page. We're not taking anything until 2021 because of COVID. But you want to get an early start because we do book up quickly. Because I have incredible talent like that backing me up. Again, my Higher Ground Band. I want to mention now John A's Restaurant. They're in Nashville, Tennessee. So if you're in Nashville or you're planning on getting to Nashville, please visit my friends. And they feel like my family. So they're my friends and family at Nashville's John A's Restaurant. It's right off of Music Valley Drive, right there in the heart of everything. Across from the Grand Ole Opry, the Opryland Hotel. They're next door. Down the street, really, from the Nashville Palace and the Scoreboard and all these great hangouts. And they have a brand new menu for a scratch kitchen. They have the best whiskey and bourbon selection in town. They've got live music. They got a beautiful patio. Everything's been redone. And it's just an incredible, quaint place with a lot of history. So if you want to know about Nashville and you want to know about the history of stars who got the exposure from this man named John A. Hobbs, stars like Randy Travis and Ricky Van Shelton and Lori Morgan. I could go on and on. Alan Jackson. These people were good friends with John A's, and they just got their start there, right in that little area of Nashville, Tennessee. And I hope you'll go to John A's and you'll visit them, order some blackberry cobbler off that menu, and tell them that Julie Richardson sent you. I'd appreciate it. And I know they would appreciate it too. And if you've gone to John A's, then you don't have to go anywhere else in Nashville to know the history. So please visit John A's Restaurant. This is my Higher Ground Band doing our rendition of Carrie Underwood's Before He Cheats.
Right now, he's probably buying her some fruity little drink, cause she can't shoot a whiskey. Right now, he's probably up behind her with a pool stick showing her how to shoot a combo. Oh, but he don't know. not on me. Let me tell you why.
That's me singing Carrie Underwood's Before He Cheats, backed up by my marvelous Higher Ground band. And I'm so proud of that. Thank you so much for tuning in to Golden Country Radio Show. And I've been your host, Julie Richardson. Hey, if you miss a show, don't worry about it. If you miss it live, you can go to my website at www.julierichardsonmusic.com, navigate to the radio page, and there's all sorts of buttons. And each one is a button from the shows that we've done in the past. And you can just click on that button and you can hear any show you want to anytime that's convenient for you for free. So if you miss it, don't worry about it. I'm still there, and I would love it if you would share it with your friends and family and let them know. And you can 13 countries that are listening live to my radio show. And I just appreciate your time and the fact that you're here. The next song I want to play is with Bo Heatherly. He's out of Virginia. He's an independent music artist. An incredible artist, really, and I was just thrilled to team up with him last December, and our song, our rendition of the song, If I Needed You, went to number one and also platinum status, which means over 2 million downloads, and now it's on Indie World with Wayne Hodge, and it is at the number two spot and just inching up, I hope, with my fingers crossed, to the number one spot on Indie World. And this one's called If I Needed You. We recorded it together in Virginia last December, and I'm happy to share it with you now. And keep your fingers crossed and that this goes to number one on the Indie World chart as well. That would be quite the accomplishment. So I'm happy to share this with you. Hope you enjoy it.
If I needed you, would you come to me? Would you come to me for to ease my pain? If you needed me, I would come to you. I would swim the sea for to ease your pain.
The night for long and the moon. sight to see. A treasure for the poor to find.
If I needed you, would you come to me? Would you come to me for to ease my pain? If you
that I've recorded, but also the music of independent country artists like Bo Heatherly. And also that was Ramona Diane out of Nashville, Tennessee. She has an incredible CD. I've been listening to it in my truck everywhere I go. And I tell you what, it's toe-tapping. It's one of those songs that you lay awake at night and it's playing in your head. So if you want one of her CDs, just let me know at Wait in the Truck. That's W-A-I-T. Wait in the Truck at MSN.com and I'll hook you up. So last week I had the most incredible interview with Bo De Pena, and he's living in Pagosa Springs right now. He's out of Texas, but what an entertainer, and really insightful, very well educated, and a great talent. So I'm going to play his song called Colorado Rose, and this is Bo De Pena.
Sun downturned, mountain purple, and lights up her golden hair. She tips her hat down as she's riding at the Archuleta County Fair. It ain't the first time that I've seen her barrel racing in July. Summer nights bring back memories of a time she made me cry. 'Cause she can rope and ride, stay up all night. She can steal your heart, but then she'll say goodbye. And when the east wind blows and the fairgrounds close, she'll leave you in the dust as she loads her horse and goes. Off rides my Colorado road. She can stop the band playing, she'll let you hold her callous hand. The caravan moves on tomorrow, and she'll be with another man. She can rope and ride, stay up all night. Then she'll say goodbye. And when the east wind blows and the fairgrounds close, she'll leave you in the dust as she loads her horse and goes. Off rides my Colorado. Time next summer, I guess heaven only knows. But I'll be dreaming of the fairground and my Colorado road. 'Cause she can rope and ride, stay up all night. Then she'll say goodbye. But when the east wind blows and the fairgrounds close, she'll leave you in the dust as she loads her horse and goes. Another foolish heart is dusted off his clothes. Off rides my Colorado.
With Colorado Rose, and that's one of my independent artists that I love to play. Incredible guy. If you check out BodePenaMusic.com, you're going to find out he is quite a busy man with a lot of gigs and a lot of shows, and he might just be near you. So give it a look and know that he's a great, great entertainer. So I'm happy to share his music with you any chance I get. So I had a question written in for me, and so if you have a question for me you'd like me to answer live on this radio show, please send it to Wait in the Truck. That's W-A-I-T, Wait in the Truck at MSN.com, and I'd be happy to answer it. And this one comes from Ross Green out of Nashville. He wants to know how I choose what song I want to record, and that's a great question, Ross. Actually, I've recorded a lot of songs, many, many different songs and all different genres, not just country, but from all different genres. And Ross, honestly, that song has to resonate with me on a very deep level. So every song that you hear me singing, every song that I choose actually has meaning behind it or something that meant something to me, so I can sing it with feeling. I especially love to sing ballad songs. I'm kind of got to get used to the fact that I love ballads, but they're also slow and sometimes depressing for people. And so I have to balance it out with some upbeat tunes and some, you know, medium tunes. But for me, a ballad is near and dear to my heart. And there's a lot of favorite songs that I have. I can't tell you. I mean, I love Me and Bobby McGee, and that's pretty upbeat, but ballads for me have been kind of my moneymaker. Honestly, those have been my most of my number ones and so forth on the independent charts, and how I've made my career as a singer. But so yeah, it has to resonate with me, Ross, and it has to be a song that I feel near and dear to the lyrics, and they mean something to me. And I've had an experience with that, or some sort of a memory that comes to mind, so I can feel the feelings that make that song justice. So this next song I'd like to play for you, Ross, and this one's called I'm Not Lisa. I actually sang it. I kind of made it my own a little bit. This is a Jesse Coulter, but I made it my own at Loretta Lynn's ranch when I was in one of the competitions there early on in my career in Nashville. And anyway, I know that those that are listening that have heard it, this is one of their favorites, and it's one of my favorites too, and there's definitely a story behind every song that I sing. So thank you, Ross, for writing in. I really appreciate it. If you have a question for me, like I said, just wait in the truck at msn.com. That's the best way to get that to me, and I'll try and answer them every single chance that I get every week. But this next song is a Jesse Coulter. This is me singing I'm Not Lisa.
My changed my mind a million times. I wanna hear him say, yeah, I like it that way. Any man of mine that was alive better show me a teasing, squeezing, pleasing kind of time. I need a man who knows how the story goes. It's gotta be a heart beating, fire breathing, breathtaking, earthquaking kind. Any man of looking better than me. When I cook him dinner and I burn it black, he better say, ooh, I like it like that. And if I change my mind a million times, I want to hear him say, yeah, I like it that way.
Again, John A's restaurant. It's in Nashville, Tennessee, in Music Valley Drive. It's right in the heart of everything. It's right across from the Grand Ole Opry, the Opryland Hotel, down the street from the Nashville Palace, the scoreboard. You just can't go wrong with John A's restaurant. They have a brand new kitchen, brand new menu, the best bourbon and whiskey selection in town. They got scratch menu. So everything's homemade. I mean, it's just amazing menu and a new vibe. And a lot of friends and families, a lot of the locals hang out there because there's a lot of history in that corner and in that restaurant. And I hope you'll visit and tell them that Julie Richardson sent you. I actually wrote the book about John A. Hobbs and his life. He was born in 1928. And what an incredible man this John A. is. I mean, if you didn't have the opportunity to meet him, if you want to read my book, you can check it out on my website at julierichardsonmusic.com, and you'll look at books. And basically, I spent 50 hours sitting down with John A. Hobbs. I mean, he's a good friend of mine anyway, but 50 hours on spot, just recording every word the man said and every story that he had to tell about how he was a self-made man and how he helped so many people. And it was just one of the biggest honors of my life. And it actually won a national award, an IPPI award, that's an International Publishers Award, for best nonfiction book in the South region. And so I want to read you an excerpt from this, because one of the things I sat down, and John A. unfortunately has passed since, but one of the things I asked him towards the end is, you know, John A., when all is said and done, What do you want to be remembered for? What do you want people to remember you most and think about when they say John A. Hobbs? And he didn't hesitate for even a moment. And he said that I was a good friend, and if they needed help, I was there. I've helped a lot of friends in a lot of ways, he said, with money and in a lot of other ways, but I do what I can for people. Also, that I treated everybody fair, the best I knew how, and I was honest with everybody. That's all I want. I stayed friends with most of them, and there is no such thing as a self-made man. Without a lot of help and friends, nobody can make it in this world. And that's John A. Hobbs' words directly from my book, and that was the golden thread of this entire book. No man can make it on his own. There's got to be a lot of help from people everywhere. So I just appreciate the support from you for listening and sharing this information on my Golden Country radio show, listening to my music, and, you know, writing in with your questions and your stories and, you know, obviously buying the CDs from my friends, these independent artists out here like Tammy Kendrick, who I'm going to play next. This is Tammy Kendrick's song called Yes, Ma'am. This is her rendition of a Loretta Lynn song. And actually, I'm sorry, this is not a Loretta Lynn song. It's Kitty Wells. So anyway, this is Tammy Kendrick. She's a good friend of mine out of Georgia. And anyway, just visit my website if you're interested in the book, if you're interested in music. And if you hear anything you like on this show, just email me at waitinthetruck@msn.com. That's W-A-I-T, waitinthetruck@msn.com. And I'll hook you up with the independent artist and get you a way to get their music, because I know they're anxious to share it with you. So this is Tammy Kendrick with Yes, Ma'am. Century 2 Records. Alan Carl is the CEO of Century 2 Records, and I've had the pleasure of being on the same stage with her and being on the same record label with her, and I really think highly of Tammy Kendrick. So if you get a chance, check out her music, or again, email me and I'll hook you up. That was Tammy Kendrick's version of Yes, Ma'am. Next week, I'm super excited because I'm in an interview with William Buddy Baker. And speaking of sharing the stage, I shared the stage with him on a Dewdrop Jamboree in outside of Nashville, Tennessee, not long ago, I guess a couple years, I don't know. It just seems like it flies by, but William Buddy Baker and I, he's just a super nice guy, and I remember just hitting it off and, you know, and having lots to talk about and how talented he was. So I'm excited to have him next week and to interview him, and I want to just promote him by playing one of his songs. It's called My Hang Up Is You, and I hope you'll tune in next week, same time, Thursday, from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. every week is the Golden Country Radio Show. Just the aim of the show is to not only let you hear my music that I recorded, but the music of independent country music artists just like Buddy Baker. So I hope you'll tune in next week to hear his interview. Again, this is Buddy Baker with My Hang Up Is You.
Everybody's got one, baby. My hang up is you. Everybody's got one, a hang up of some kind. Call it habit or call it weakness. Thank goodness I've got mine. The wanting, the craving, the needing keeps my world from falling through. Everybody's got one, baby. My hang up is you. I'm hung up on the thrill I feel when I hold you in my arms. I'm hung up 'cause I need your love to wrap around and keep me warm. You're my little piece of heaven. You're all I've got to hang on to. Everybody's got one, baby. My hang up is you. Everybody's got one, baby. My hang up is you.
Buddy Baker with My Hang Up Is You, and we're going to have him as a guest next week on this show, Golden Country Radio Show, and we get a chance to interview him and hear more of his music. So I hope you'll tune in next week, 6:30, 7:30 Mountain Time, and join us, please. This next song is a Marty Dunn song. We had him on the show a couple weeks ago. This is his newest release to independent country radio. He is also a Century 2 Records artist, and I'm proud to share his newest release called I'll Never Forgive My Heart. This is Marty Dunn.
Hello, heartache, who let you in? For the last time, never again. Back together, just you and me. Where's your old friend, Mr. May? Indeed, I dropped my guard. I fell in and I fell apart. Now she's saying she's found someone new. How could I have been such a fool? Oh, close the door, turn out the lights, draw the curtain. I'll get over her in time. Gonna take some hurting. Oh, I tell myself I told you so as I fell apart.
take some hurting. Oh, I tell myself I told you so as I fell apart. I can't blame love. I'll never forgive my heart. Can't blame love, but I'll never forgive my heart.
Recording artist Marty Dunn out of Kentucky with I'll Never Forgive My Heart. I'm proud to play all these independent country music artists and share the stage basically with these great artists like myself who have tried to make it in music and have done so and are doing well. But it's really up to the audience. It's up to you to find these artists and to help support them. You know, I have a good friend that I met in Nashville, Tennessee. He's been in the music industry for over 30 years, and now he's an outdoor TV and so forth. But I tell you what, he wrote me an email the other day and added me on it. And it's not some, he was sharing basically some not so fun facts of the live entertainment industry because of COVID-19. And I just want to share some of that with you in hopes that you'll realize that some of these artists, I mean, They're looking for support from people like you, listeners like you, who will go to their web pages, go to Spotify, go to iTunes, look up their music, buy their CDs, and help them out. So Dave Barton wrote that the legendary New York Metropolitan Opera has just announced its closure until September 2021. Their musicians, choirs, stage techs, etc., along with the rest of the industry, have been without pay since last April. Broadway is closed until mid-2021. Six West End venues think they might be able to open right now, but they're not sure. Cirque du Soleil went bankrupt and cut over 3,500 jobs. Feld Entertainment, with family tours, Disney on Ice, Monster Jam, Circus, etc., has permanently fired 90% of their workforce. Live Nation and other concert promoters have laid off a majority of their employees. Talent agencies who plan and book concerts, appearances, festivals, etc., have laid off over half of their employees. Cruise boat artists are unemployed, and amusement park productions have no idea when they'll be able to rehire. There are no concerts, festivals, or tours scheduled until 2021, and if they don't perform next year, they are likely to go bankrupt and may never happen again. There's no jazz festival, no Coachella, no Bonnaroo, no EDC, no Glastonbury, no tours, no ballet, no opera. It's all gone. It's predicted that 90% of the independent music rooms could close if this continues. Artistic and musical organizations of all kinds, choirs, theaters, orchestras, dance companies, festivals, music rooms, not to mention all technical and independent suppliers, all are trying to find alternative ways to succeed in working. Over 12 million people work in entertainment production, which is not at all insignificant, and this industry can't reopen until mass gatherings are allowed, and they're not safely allowed right now for obvious reasons due to COVID. And that doesn't include the additional dismissal of techs and openers, maintenance staffs for bar rooms and staff, and safety of the thousands of vendors that make this possible. So, you know, if you get a chance, you can support your local musician. They're live streaming right now. They have virtual tip jars. You can go on Spotify, iTunes, and other venues to find these independent music artists, especially the ones that are struggling. You know, it's not so much the Alan Jacksons and the people that everybody knows that are, they've sold millions and millions of records. It's independent artists like myself that you can't keep your bands working. You can't keep your music out there other than virtually. And we depend on the support. So thank you so much for listening to Golden Country Radio Show. Again, I'm your host, Julie Richardson, and I'd love to leave you with an acapella of Country Roads. Been thinking about beautiful country roads when I'm cooped up in the house on quarantine. So here's my Country Roads acoustic acapella.
Country roads. take me home to the place I belong, West Virginia, Mountain Mama. Take me home, country road.
I guess it can't be an acoustic a cappella. But anyway, it was an a cappella of Country Roads intro favorite songs. I'm going to leave you with Country Roads acoustic with Roger Hughes on the guitar. And until next week, stay well and so long.
Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is older than the trees, younger than the mountains, blowing like a breeze. Country roads, take me home to the place I belong. West Virginia, Mountain Mama, take me home, country roads. All my memories gather round her, miner's lady, stranger to blue water. Dark and dusty, painted on the sky, misty taste of moonshine, teardrop in my eye. Country roads, take me home to the place. Virginia, Mountain Mama, take me home, country road. I hear her voice in the morning hours, she calls me. The radio reminds me of my home far away. Driving down the road, I get the feeling that I should have been home yesterday. Yesterday. Way.